Some of the best lessons don't come from a classroom. They come from experience. On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from CEOs, investors, and founders about how they built careers, took risks, and reinvented themselves. If you're starting your own journey, this is the kind of advice you won't want to miss. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Do it again. Click. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Monday, May 23rd, 2022. It's a big week for us here at the Alice. Got a lot going on. We'll be doing this show. So on Thursday, I guess it won't be... How is that going to work? We're not going to... Obviously, we're not doing one at 10 a.m. on
Thursday.
Yeah,
we'll drop it Friday.
So that'll be Friday's...
Mm-hmm. We'll drop it on Friday morning.
Secret Show at 10 o'clock on Friday.
That's right.
I get it. And then they'll all be podcasts.
There you go.
There it is. Look at it all worked out. It's amazing. Yeah, so that means that V Hale will be on that one too, which is exciting. I can't tell you how excited I am to just hang out with her and, you know, see what she's like in real life. IRL.
Oh, I don't think she's hiding anything.
No, but maybe there's even more. Maybe she just starts
to,
you know, you walk around with her. Maybe she got a janky leg and we don't know about it. You know, like she walks and she's all, you know.
No, I mean, well, that could be possible. But my read on her is she's who she is. And that's good. I like that about her. And that there's no sort of
hidden guys,
agenda or hidden, you know, way. Like, well, I put this on when the mics go on. What?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into, it's kind of like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. She can be very brusque. I really do think that if she was playing some kind of role, that she would soften some shit on the air. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes she says things that they just blow your head clean off. Like, whoa, someone just said that into a mic.
It's good. I'm a fan. I like her.
Yeah, she's great.
So I'm looking forward to it.
I know. It'll be really fun. So this one is titled, Are Gigolos Real?
This is bad advice.
I don't know.
Oh.
If it's bad advice. It is a question, though.
Are gigolos real? Well, my response to that would be, I don't think so, except I think that you could probably call someone who's an escort a gigolo. I don't necessarily know. I think there might be an older lady who says, I just need, you know, some arm candy for an event, but I don't necessarily want you to fuck me at the end of it all.
Isn't that what a gigolo is, though?
I think, but I also think that it could be, you could just be an escort and it's not sexual. And
but everyone will think it is.
Well, sure. And maybe that's what that lady wants. Mm. Is, you know, I want you to think that I'm doing this young thing.
There was a show called Hung, maybe on HBO a few years back, where this guy was a gigolo and a huge chaunch. And he had a friend of his was pimping him, this lady. And she was like booking him all his appointments and he was doing these older ladies.
And they'd pay him at the end of it. And it was all older ladies.
I don't remember that. I don't know if it was all older.
All right.
But he was... You know, he'd be out and talking to some person and say, oh, well, yeah, my prices are. It was like a whole thing. It was fun. Can't remember the name of the actor. He was in The Expanse later, but he was great, big, humongous. I mean, they certainly implied that. I can't remember if they actually showed it.
I would think you'd remember.
Would I?
I don't know. I would think.
I don't know. Can you look up the show Hung and see if he showed his dick?
Oh. His name is Thomas Jane.
Oh, yeah, Thomas Jane. Yep. Not like our Jane.
I like fucking, but I wouldn't want to do it.
For money?
I mean...
Why not?
Because I've told you, sometimes when I'm watching porn, I think like, oh, God, these people don't even know each other.
That looks like a hellhole.
Well, I just want to, you know, there's things that I... Look, I like having one partner. Mm-hmm. Because I want to do all the stuff without thinking about any of it.
Right.
I don't want to feel like, oh God, what's going to happen?
What if the money was real though? What if it was like 10 grand a pop because your dick was so good?
I mean, 10 grand's good money. And I can fuck for sport. I just mean that
it's like once a day. I mean, you'd make 70 grand a week.
My preference is that I like to be taken away with the moment and not feeling like, well, we don't lick pussy here because we're not together.
Well, maybe you do like a boyfriend experience thing. So you actually do kind of get in the mood and you get to know the person a little bit. And then
do you?
Will you tell me?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Okay, what's the letter say?
Well, I want to hear if Thomas Jane shows his dick.
It seems like they very strategically cover it. You know, like the Austin Powers technique.
Yeah.
Like, I see some stills here.
It was called Hung. That was the show, because the guy was so big.
Yeah, there's a leg blocking it, like a woman's legs blocking his area.
It was it's a funny show, though. I liked it. A
lot of ass shots of him from the back, naked, you know.
Hmm. It's a good look. So this person, did you title it, Are Gigolos Real? Or did they suggest this as a title?
No, I titled it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dear Sarah and Vinny, don't say my name. My husband and I have so many overwhelming feelings of concern for all of you. We've been listening since the beginning, when we were sophomores in high school. You are a little slice of home when we lived in LA, and now we're back in the Bay raising the next generation of Alice listeners. All the slurps and some boops, too. Are gigolos real? My husband and I disagree, and we need you and your vast network of brilliant listeners to settle this for us. I'm specifically talking about straight men who have sex with women for money. My husband feels sure this is a real thing, and I think this is only something in TV and movies, etc. We all know there are many kinds of sex workers for men, both gay and straight, because pretty much everyone knows at least one guy who's paid for sex. You even have one on your show. He's not here today, unfortunately. But who knows a woman who has?
I've known, that's, you know... Not to bring it up again, because I know people hate that, but it's interesting that you went through a phase where you were doing a lot of guys. You were going to show at your concerts.
I wasn't paying for it.
No, I understand, but it's the opposite of what you expect. It's the cliche is that's a guy and it's a dog thing to do, boning all the people in every town. Like there's a cliche there. That's what it's from. You don't expect that to shoot to be on the other foot. There's nothing wrong with it at all. So I would say, sure, there are absolutely women who have paid for sex, but do they need to? No.
Well, and that's what she says here. Don't say that's because women can get laid whenever they want, because any sex is not the same as good sex. So I guess that would be the reason that you would pay a gigolo, because they're allegedly really good at it.
Well, I think more importantly, the same reason men will go to a hooker who can get women. What did Charlie Sheen used to say?
That he would pay them so that he didn't have to... There was no apologies. There was no,
and they could fucking leave when he was done.
I'm done. That there was no, there were no strings attached.
There's no conversation. There's no
hurt feelings.
Right.
No dinner.
We're gonna do this. It's gonna be exactly to
my
specs.
Right.
And then you're gonna leave, and I'm gonna pay you handsomely.
And you're gonna
be
happy, and I might even ask you back.
So that's, I think that's out there. And that's probably it. Like, yes, there's probably, even these old ladies could probably find someone who they could take a flyer on. But a person they're paying, they can specifically tell them, look, for the money, I don't want you to say one goddamn thing at this event we're going to. Not one.
Yeah.
Nothing. Shut your yap.
Pretend you don't, you can't talk.
Or whatever. Just they go. Want. Whatever. You know, right. I mean, that whatever that is, whatever. I could see that that's out there.
I'm reading an entire thread right now on Reddit about this.
About gigolos?
About gigolos, if a male hookers are a real thing. And there are a lot of guys that are weighing in who have experience with it. Somebody asked.
Oh, that they've been hookers?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk to a listener of ours who's been a hooker. Like, are they...
A female?
No, a male.
Just a male.
A man, yeah.
So if a female
if you've been a hooker, absolutely.
They actually call them male sex workers.
Okay, female sex workers, male sex workers, anybody who wants to come on and talk about. I mean, if you've been a hooker, I mean a sex worker, I don't know, if you're a cam girl, don't bother, but, you know, somebody who's actually, like, walked the streets, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Although there's so many escort services now, like, with the advent of the internet.
Well, yeah,
it does,
you could
seem
probably
like it's a lot
just
safer.
Work that out on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
This is one guy that says he did it through Craigslist for a while.
Oh.
Craigslist, you know, the guy that I lived with for a little while that used to bring random people home, and he did guys and girls. And this is a guy I would pull up. I've told you the story way back. I pulled up, like, because I worked nights. And he was not beating the shit out of, but he had tied this girl up and was spanking her loudly. And they were both making a lot of noise. And if I didn't know him, I might have, you know, burst through the door to help.
Save her, right.
But I know that that's what he's out there looking for, and that's, he got her from the reader. That was one of those, like...
Oh, there'd be personals at the end of it, a weekly paper kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that's...
That used to be the way.
Prior to Craigslist, that was the way. So I guess that's something that people probably use.
Right. And I'll bet there's some high-end places, like, you know, Charlie Sheen would use a madam. There's probably a madam would also,
well, yeah,
potentially...
Charlie Sheen was in the Heidi Fleiss trials,
right? But I'm thinking Heidi Fleiss might have had some gigolos hanging too, like she's got a friend. You know what I mean? If someone was looking for that, even if, like you said, it was just somebody good looking and cuts a sharp silhouette, and you have them on your arm as you go to whatever event you got to go to. So this person says, I bet there are a lot of women who would be willing to pay a hot man for some good sex. So, fellow straight female listeners of the best morning show in the world, that's us. Have you or has someone you know ever paid for sex? How did you do it? Was it good? We need all the details and tell the truth for once. So this is, she's throwing it out into the listener pool. And if anybody would like to respond to that and write us a story, oh, we'd love to hear it. Why did Michael Martin just, okay.
What?
We're being requested to specifically be at these meetings.
Yeah. When is it again?
Wednesday. Is it this Wednesday?
Yep. This Wednesday at noon. Great. I'll be there. Is there a place where I can say yes on this? Can I click yeah?
Oh, that just screwed up my whole plan.
I'll just go home. I'll take notes for you.
Oh, yeah. I need more trouble. Sure, that sounds great.
So, anyway, if gigolos are real and you know about it and you want to tell us, then please, our listener would like to know. All right, I'm going to kill that one. There we go. Next up is swinging.
Hey, let me ask you a question about the gigolo thing first. Sorry, I got distracted by that email. That
does
just
it is
came
distracting
through.
If all of everything started vibrating on the desk.
So if you were paying for sex,
which I don't know why I would, but okay.
Back to just put your head in the space. I'm trying to
put
get
my head
to
in the space. I need to get boned down. Good.
All right, man.
By a pro.
You gonna ask for oral from this person, or are you gonna be like, you know what? If you
I'm
just
not.
Throw it in and pound me for five, I'll figure out how to get off.
I don't know. I truly
like. What are
don't
we talking
know.
About here?
Honestly, that's the problem, as I see it from a woman's point of view. Is I want to make out for a while. I want there to be some loving touches and caresses. The least of my worries is the pounding. I'm not, you know what I mean? It's not really.
I don't know what you mean. I'm asking you to tell me. That's what I'm trying to.
And I think there's some knowledge that comes with someone you've been with. They know what you like. I don't know. It's like getting a massage. I can't tell them that's too hard. I can't tell them, oh, concentrate down here. Like, I just, it's a stranger. It's not for me, this whole thing. But
unless, of course, what we're missing here is that person is so good at reading a person and so good at what they do that they're able to really, they don't ask questions. They know what they,
maybe
how to get the desired
I'm going to
result.
Make love to you now.
And they're able to do that convincingly.
It is a
with
totally different experience that I think that a woman would want than what a dude wants. A dude's just like, suck my dick, get the poison out, I'm going to go on with my day or whatever he wants to do with her. Like, that seems like a super uncomplicated transaction.
The guy from Craigslist says most of them wanted to be eaten out.
Oh, maybe they were missing that. Like,
they were missing that in their life. Uh-huh.
That's. I would think you'd want that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not I could do that for each person I'm hired to do it for, I don't know. But yeah.
Maybe they use a dental dam or
oh,
a
God,
piece
nip
of
that. Now you're ruining
I
me.
Safe sex.
All right. Well, I don't know.
I don't know either. It is something to ponder, though. I've never really, other than that show, hung. And I guess American Gigolo, was that a thing? I can't even remember if he was a gigolo in that.
I don't know.
Richard Gere, right?
I do know, look, there's no question that there are times when you're with someone, it's been probably forever for you, but when you're with someone where you're like, we got to do this right here and right now. Like, you're just so hot for each other. Like, whatever has happened that led up to that, whether that was just, you know, you're at a party and each party is drinking,
mm-hmm.
and then there's been some, you know, talk and some winks and some, you know, pinches and some, and now
some
you're sort of, you're getting,
right.
you know, you're getting to that point where it's like, we just need to do this. Right. And it's not going to be
let's just knock this shit
let's
out.
Just not right. like, we just gotta.
It's going to be up in the coat closet, up against the wall.
I do think that's a real thing.
Oh, for sure. People are definitely, yes. And I don't know how that's satisfying for any woman, but sometimes just the act in and of itself is the thing. You have to be in me right now.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. So.
And I'll just get myself later with the memory of this.
Maybe
frantic,
that's
the, with the memory of this frantic experience.
Right. I don't know.
To draw on for inspiration.
Anyway. What else you got over there? I don't know about this gigolo stuff.
I want someone to. I'm interested, especially if a dude has been a gigolo. I want to know what it was like. What did the women want? It's an interesting topic. Thanks for bringing that up. Whoever wrote that in, whose name Bryn doesn't even put the name in. If they say don't say my name, he takes the name out.
Oh, he's editing. Okay.
This guy says, "Call me Swinger Dave from San Jose."
Swinger Dave.
So Swinger Dave is down with us knowing about him. Hello to we're his favorite people.
Well, his name's not actually Dave. That's the thing.
Oh, you changed it?
He changed it. He said, "Call
Swinger
me
Dave.
Swinger
Call
Dave."
Call me Swinger Dave.
Oh, all right.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hello to my favorite people. Every time swinging comes up on the show, I kind of cringe because of the way you guys talk about it. Everyone knows what they see in movies and think that's what's real. It's not even close. You guys really need to have someone on the show who lives the lifestyle and can debunk the myths and answer questions. My wife and I have been swinging for years, says Swinger Dave.
All right.
And it's a great community.
Oh, this is a community too?
But it's more than just sex. It's about the people. Being able to let our freak flag fly and not worry about judgment. I'd be happy to answer any and all questions you guys have. If you want to call me, I'm available for that. If you want to email me questions, I'll just answer them. If you want stories, I have those too. I'm an open book. Just don't say my name.
But we just said Swinger Dave like 10 times.
Yeah. Well, that's he says, call me Swinger Dave.
Oh, I see.
Call me Swinger Dave from San Jose. That is, I you know, it's not that I want to like explore it. I think it might be an interesting topic to talk to someone about. It's, you ever watch the show on HBO? I think it's called Real Sex. Where there's,
no.
It's on there and all the episodes I'm sure are findable. And it's like various weird fetishy stuff sometimes, swinging stuff sometimes. I haven't watched a ton of it, but it's real, and it's real in that it's...
What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Like lit like a regular room would be, and there's like a window and it's like not beautifully shot, and it's real people with all their flaws getting after it with each other. Well, here's what I do, you know, here's my technique
for eating pussy,
sure, whatever
this,
it is,
the international symbol for eating pussy she just made,
right,
pulling the labia out.
Yes, let's get these
weirdly
out
far apart, and then just digging your tongue in. Okay, yeah.
The big girl.
Sure. Well, I don't know. I, you know.
So look, I wouldn't want Dave to. I wouldn't want to send Dave emails, but Swinger Dave, sure, I have a million questions for you. For example, what happened to you? What happened to you? Like, how are you able to separate your heart from what's happening to your wife right in front of you? As in, some guy's now fucking your wife and you're watching that and it's not...
It's not causing you to boil inside.
Like, there's gotta be something initially...
Is it... But is it more evolved? Like, maybe nothing happened to him. He's just, like, can go there in his head. He's not burdened by jealousy.
But
or,
what series of event, right, thought processes or events brought you to a place where... And I'm not talking about this person being your possession... I'm talking about this person having your heart and now they're doing someone else and that there's
it's okay because he's there.
There should be initially anyway, a conflict that you have to fight through.
Or is it okay because he's doing some of the girl in front of his wife, you know?
Like, but that's the double standard. Deep. Yeah, I do think that a guy could go, yeah, I can fuck her, but I can't watch her get fucked. That's what I'm talking about.
Right,
there has to be a reckoning inside yourself where you go, all right, I've come to a conclusion that this is okay because I love her enough and she still comes home with me and we've done this for how many years and it works. But initially, you can't possibly already be okay with that.
I know.
And look, I get it. No one knows more than me. I'm someone who took my first hits of a cigarette and gagged and coughed like I was dying and then kept smoking. Same with booze. Drank, barfed everywhere, and kept drinking because for whatever reason, I felt like I needed to fight through these early days to get to the good stuff.
You could fight through.
No, I don't. But I'm saying that's the kind of thought process I think that you must struggle through is that this hurts. This doesn't feel right. But I'm hoping if I do it enough that I'll get what everyone's here for.
Right.
Like, why would I fight through? It's smoke, for fuck's sakes. Why would you fight through that in some need of the thing that I
want to be able to blow smoke rings.
Everyone does it, and everyone seems to get pleasure from it. I must have to push through these early days. That's what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. Like, what is... So
is it that the person is more evolved and somehow can get to that point, or is it that there's a piece missing? Like, I actually feel like it belittles the primary relationship to do this. Now, that is just my feeling on it, and swingers, don't get so upset. Dave, I'm not saying there's something broken in your marriage, although maybe there is. I don't know. Maybe
Dave, calm down. Dave.
Yeah, calm down, Dave. It would be we'd go into it as one couple and we'd come out of it another couple, and there would be no going back for me. So I don't know if I can cope with that. Mm-hmm. I think let's start with Vinny's question, which was, you know, how do you get to this point? Please write us that back, Dave. And then if listeners have questions that they'd also like to put to a real live swinger, we have that as well. And don't forget about the gigolo stories too. Mm-hmm. We want those.
That's right.
We definitely want those as well.
I don't want anyone to think I'm looking down on their life.
I feel like I am because I am judging it.
It's not for us and it's not for me and I'm not someone that wants that. And as much as I'd like to, you know, I could have stayed single and boned anyone I wanted. But I like partnership and I like having someone that you hang with. And then, you know, now we've got kids and there's a lot more at stake and it's a big deal. And I wouldn't risk it for that because you know what you end up? Or you might end up broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And now someone else is raising your kids and you're seeing them on every other weekend.
I told you about that, those swingers in the two towns over from me. And my girlfriend who lives in that town said this is happening in our family, like lived in a little neighborhood, a little development. And she goes, there's a big swinging scene here. And so over the course of a couple years, what happened was these two couples were swinging together a lot. They all had kids that went to school together and all that. So they were banging. And then the wife from this one and the husband from this one went,
oh, yeah,
fuck you, we're together now.
And left
the other husband and wife. Who, I don't know, I mean, wouldn't have been perfect if they'd fallen in love. They were obviously both repulsive, so the two hot ones got together, and then the kids are like, what is happening? Wait, this is my sister now? It's so messy. It blew up all these lives.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, if you needed to bone someone else, then you should have just boned someone not in this circle where your kids are.
I know.
But I guess initially the deal was one thing and then the deal became something else over time.
Right. Well, these two fell in love and started seeing each other behind, you know, they were swinging solo.
Right.
I like his dick more. Let's go with that one.
I don't even know what the...
What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But anyway, all right. Well, Swingin' Dave, thanks for writing in. And
Swinger Dave from San Jose. There you go.
If you can answer that in some kind of a concise way, I'd love to hear.
Yeah, walk us through how those first experiences went, where your mind was at, what you thought going into it, how you thought it would be, how it was different.
I'll send him an email right now.
Yeah, I mean, you could put him on. We could talk to him in person.
All right, let's start with the answer to this and see how he does with it. Because I don't know. I don't know if I want to spend a whole show talking to Swinger Dave about swinging.
Well, we do have a lot of these shows,
That
though.
Is true. We do.
I don't know what you're saving.
Let's get through this week first.
Okay. Yeah, we'll, I know. This week's tough. One.
And we just got a new thing added to our week as well.
Oh, my God. It's just like more stuff. Yay!
Lucky.
God, it'll get us that much faster to Thursday when we do our secret show. Mm. And that's going to do it for today's secret show. If you've got a question or a response to any of this stuff, or Swinger Dave needs to answer the question, send it to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com.
The end.